This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell. We are joined by Endicott baseball coach Brian Haley from East Lake, Ohio this morning. And Brian, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, College World Series for D3 for you guys begins Friday afternoon. We'll get to that in a moment. But first up, the Gulls departed the nest yesterday. And tell us about the trip from Beverly on out to Ohio.
Yeah, it was pretty uneventful, which is a good thing when you're traveling. We left around 5 o'clock and stopped at Chick-fil-A in Woburn. That's one of our favorite places on the road. Grabbed some food down there and head to Logan and got out. It was only about an hour and a half flight, so not too bad. We got in pretty late, though. We got in the hotel around midnight and let the guys sleep in and had a nice team breakfast, and here we are.
All right, so tell us, what is your what will you be able to do for practice between now, Wednesday, and Friday's game?
So today I reached out to a friend, a coach at Baldwin Wallace, which is about 35 minutes away, and they were gracious enough to let us practice there today. So we'll go over to Baldwin Wallace and practice from like 3 to 5 to get a workout in today, and then have a nice team dinner and then kind of settle into the hotel. Tomorrow is like the official practice day for all the teams, so each team has about an hour on the stadium field and an hour in the cages to hit. So that'll be tomorrow morning, early afternoon. There's several meetings around those practices with administration and coaches and whatnot to get all the logistics squared away. And then we crank it up on Friday. Our first game is 1:15 Friday against Lynchburg.
Yep.
So that's kind of the next few days.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. I just want you to maybe give our listeners a recap on last weekend at Beverly, at Endicott College, where you guys eliminated John Hopkins, best 2 out of 3. You guys did it in 2, winning 7-5 Friday, 5-2 on Saturday afternoon, thus no third game in that best of 3. And I was at the Friday game, and, man, you got the wind blowing out, you know, and really, when you say a come-from-behind win, it was, because you can come from behind in the third or second inning, but this was a late come-from-behind for the Gulls. So tell us, start us there on Friday and then how you saw the rest of the series.
Yeah, I mean, Friday was a great baseball game. You had two, like, really high-level teams kind of trading blows and going back and forth. You're right, they got up on us 3-0, and ultimately 4-1, I believe, before we kind of hit back and took a lead 5-4, and then they had a big home run late to tie at 5-5, and no one scored. We went to extras, and then we had a big home run to put us up 7-5, and Gully was able to close it out. But it was just a really, really exciting baseball game. You know, anyone was there, you were there. It was just back and forth, and had a lot of excitement, a lot of home runs. I think there's 4 home runs hit in the game, maybe. Some really, really big pitching and great, great defense. The defense was incredible, so it was high level and very similar on Saturday as well. You know, the 5-2 game, we got down again. We were down 2-0 early, and then, you know, had kind of a beginning and got back and took a lead, and then were able to hold on to it. Essentially, Brady Stewart gave us 5 innings out of the bullpen as he had done the week before against Husson in the championship, and pitched great. And then late in his outing in the ninth, they got a few guys on. They loaded the bases with 1 out, and Scully, our closer, who's become our closer, essentially came in and got a huge strikeout and then got a pop-up to end it. So it's pretty exciting. Dylan Pacheco made an amazing play at second on a line drive that essentially saved the game in the ninth. Ended up on SportsCenter as like the third top 10 play, which all of us have been joking around with him about, but it was a pretty amazing catch.
You know, you look back at different games. I got to ask you about it. Looked to me, it felt like, and I was able to sit next to the John Hopkins SID on that game Friday, like they were putting a lot of eggs in that Friday basket. If you know what I'm trying to say, that was an important game, and when they lost that, that was probably not a good sign for them. Does that make any sense to you? Or,
I mean, you definitely want to win the first game. Anytime you're in a 2 out of 3 series, it puts you in the driver's seat, so to speak, where the next day you only need to win one. But they had been in that boat last year where they had lost their first game to Wheaton College and then came back and won 2 in a row. So I don't think they were looking at it like it was over after the first game. They obviously played really hard and played well the second game. But, you know, when you win that first one, you definitely feel confident. You feel good about the team, and, you know, you just want to close it out.
And let me just follow up on the coming from behind pieces. You mentioned both 2 games last week. That's something that you guys really haven't been forced to do too much this year, is it?
A few. We definitely have. It's hard. We played so many games now. I think we played 48 games. How many come from behinds? At least a handful, for sure. You know, you have to win baseball games in many, many different ways. And we've been down and had to come back. It's not as often as maybe we've just gotten a lead and kind of held on and, or separated. But no, there's definitely been at least a handful, maybe 5-10 times where we have come back from behind. It just depends on what time in the game. You know, sometimes, like you said, it's early. Sometimes it's later.
And again, obviously, anytime you come from behind at this point of the year, it's huge. It's pressure packed and so on. I also got it. You've been giving a shout out to Evan Scully. Your turns out to be closer, but man, he was so important in those two wins against John Hopkins, wasn't he?
He was. I mean, you have to make big pitches and big moments, and he just kept doing that. He was filling up the zone with strikes and really executing. When he came in, their best hitter was up with the bases loaded. And he was able to strike them out on three pitches, which was truly incredible. And, you know, then got the pop-up from their four-hitter. It was their 3-4-hitter with the bases loaded, one out in the ninth after, you know, we had a comfortable 5-2 lead, and they quickly, you know, put pressure on us. So, yeah, no, he was stellar. Like I mentioned, Brady Stewart was stellar. I thought Jordan pitched very well. The opening game, they got to him relatively early, but he kind of held down the fort and gave us two more innings after they put up a three spot and got us to Foxy, and Will Fox pitched really well also. So we had some really good pitching and some really good individual performances offensively, and then defensively played really strong the whole way through.
All right, so Coach, it's Lynchburg. You mentioned Lynchburg just a moment. Maybe you didn't mention Lynchburg. You mentioned 115, but it's Lynchburg 115 on Friday afternoon, and they're the defending defending national champs. So preview that game for us.
Yeah, we got to watch them last year. We were both in the World Series. I think three of the teams are back from last year. So Lynchburg is one of them, Misericordia, and us. We played Misericordia as well last year. But Lynchburg's a really well-balanced team. They have really good pitching. We'll see a big 6-4 righty. He throws pretty hard on Friday, and he's been outstanding for them. And they have a really well-balanced lineup where they have some power and some guys who can run, and they play good defense, and they're really well-coached. And pretty much every single team is going to be like that down here now. So it's just about, for us, playing our game and kind of doing our thing. We've been successful. We just stay true to who we are and focus on ourselves, and that's what we'll continue to do. So, but no, another outstanding team for sure. They won a national championship. They earned it for sure last year.
And Jordan Gottesman will be pitching Friday for you guys?
Yep. He's been our ace all year. He'll continue to be, and he'll get the start, and you know they'll throw their ace and off and running.
And tell our listeners about the format and how that plays out, you know, in the World Series.
So you basically have two four-team double elimination tournaments going on. We're paired up with Lynchburg, Misericordia, and Pomona. So for the first 4 days, those are the only possible matchups, those three teams. So that's a four-team double elimination going on. Whoever comes out of that will then play the winner of the other four-team double elimination for the 2 out of 3 championship series. So basically you're just focusing on each game one at a time. But, you know, the more you win, you know, the easier it is. You want to stay in a winner's bracket in any kind of tournament. You win the first two, you advance to the championship for the four-team double elimination. So that's always the goal for any team in these situations, just keep winning one game at a time.
Absolutely. And so all the returning teams are in your bracket, including yourselves, obviously, to the World Series, yeah?
Correct, yep. Which I think is a good thing in that we've seen them before, and you know they've seen us as well, and you know we certainly all have experience here, which is a huge advantage in my opinion. So we're excited for it.
All right, Coach, anything else you want to share with us about your next several days in Ohio?
No, but thank you so much for talking with us and you know getting to know us and just covering it. I really appreciate it. It's awesome.
No, it was great. Great fun and great watching the team the other day. And best of luck, and we'll stay in touch. Thanks so much, Coach.
No, I appreciate it. Take care, Bill.
All right. And have a safe return and come back with that title. And there he is,
Win.
Coach. Yeah, exactly. Coach Brian Haley with us from Endicott Baseball here on MSONewsSports.com.